in the midst of the preparation for the coming of Christ, we stop and celebrate joyfully that we know the outcome. Salvation will be ours. Forgiveness will be given to us. We change the color of our vestment from purple to pink as a sign of this being a joyful celebration. We light the candle that's pink on the wreath. These are all signs that we recognize that God's presence brings joy. If you have somebody coming special for Christmas, do you prepare for their coming by thinking about everything you did wrong when you visited with them before? By thinking about all the things they may be upset about? By thinking about how you have to really be sorry for what happened? I don't think so. I think you try to prepare in a hospitable way that you will receive this guest and be joyful over their presence in your life. That's what's happening with us and the coming of Christ at Christmas. We can't be those people who any longer spend our time preoccupied about everything that's gone wrong, all the mistakes we made, all the sins. The potatoes were lumpy. The gravy wasn't. Let it go. You see, they don't want to come and be confronted by us spending all of our time apologizing. They would say, don't worry about it. It's fine. I'm glad to be here. We'll have a nice time now. And yet I think that's exactly what we do as we prepare for the time of Christ. We worry about all the things we've done wrong. As if he's going to refuse to come. He already came and has given us his blessing. That's why we celebrate this Gaudete Sunday, joyful Sunday. There are those who don't get it. They were encountered in our gospel today as people who asked John questions. Always be careful about people who ask you questions. Oftentimes, it's just an introduction for them to be able to tell you what they think and how you're wrong about whatever your answer was. Have you ever met anybody like that? Have you ever been anybody like that? So they question John, and you just know that none of his answers are going to be good enough. They'll do the same thing when Jesus comes. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, will spend all their time questioning him, trying to find the right answer, trying to trap him. And none of his answers will be good. The answers of God aren't good enough. You and I can imitate that behavior. We can come up with questions that make us doubt the presence of God or the love of God or the forgiveness of God. How dare we do that? We've got a great guest coming who is bringing us a wonderful gift of salvation, of forgiveness of all of our sin, a desire to be with us always and to be present to us, and it should bring us joy. How do you have joy? Well, we learn from the lives of the saints that joy comes when you have an open mind, an open heart, and a healed body. Your mind, your heart, and your body have to be open to this new reality. If they are closed, if your mind is closed, if your heart is hurt, if your body is suffering, you can't hear Christ saying to you, I love you. Instead, you formulate questions. See, that's the thing about these people in the scriptures that are always asking questions. All they're doing is displaying their lack of health, their need for the healing that Christ brings. Their questions are an indication of their unhappiness. That happens with us too. See, if we've got a closed mind and a closed heart, then we are always questioning. When we receive Christ, my brothers and sisters, and we are open in mind and body and heart, then we can know joy. But we cannot keep joy with us if we stay closed, if we stay suffering. So Christ invites us to use this time of preparation to free ourselves, to free our mind of worry, to free our heart of hurt, to free our bodies so that it can be healed. And when we choose to do that, then we truly do have the opportunity to experience the presence of God in the place of joy, in the way of joy. There isn't any of us who wouldn't say we would like to experience joy. Well, it's ours. It's been offered to us. What's our reluctance? What is it that keeps us from being open? Our questions are usually if we should believe, if we should trust God. But that's the wrong question. The question that Mary answers and asks is, how do I have faith? How do I express my faith and do God's will in my life? It's not whether I'm going to, it's I'm going to, how do I do it best? And we do it best by becoming the best person we can be, the most loving and kind person. So if you have a guest coming this Christmas, receive them with great joy and hope. If you're going to be a guest, carry joy and hope with you, that you may share it with others. Enough of the complaining and criticizing and judging and being unhappy. How can it be a nice Christmas if I come to your house and all I do is talk about everything that's wrong? That doesn't bring happiness or joy to our hearts. And that's what Christ has come to teach us, that in God's presence we experience peace and joy. We sang about it at the beginning. Light a candle. Be a light to others of the joy that comes from the presence of God. Let that transformation take place in this Eucharist, which we celebrate together in unity, and ask that we may open our minds and our hearts to truly be people of peace and forgiveness and love, that God's joy may be in us, and we may offer it to one another.